The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, your sports daily NFL podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Sunday, December 12th, and this is the week 15 early odds look ahead show. Early week 15 odds. I can't believe it. Talking to John, joining me, John Breach, of course, as he does every Sunday evening at halftime of the Sunday Night Football game to look at some of the lines for the coming week. Breach, I can't believe it's week 15 already. I mean, it's pretty crazy. Like, fantasy playoffs are going to be here. The tournaments, the tournament style and the underdog and the best ball stuff is about to start. The actual playoffs are coming. Big games on tap.
And you know what else we have this week? Saturday games. Welcome back, Saturday games. We missed you.
Oh, my wife's going to be thrilled.
I know.
Hopefully she didn't get an alert that we're live on YouTube, click that, and then find out about Saturday games through you. But that's entirely possible. If you are hanging out in the chat, hit the like button and you can, we go live Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, every three times a week, we go live very late at night to break down the primetime games and, of course, the full Sunday action. We'll do all that after the Sunday Night Football game. This is just a look ahead to the early odds, but I'm sure if Debo threw you mercy, he didn't have us break down a Bengals spread for week 15. So he can't mention what happened in week 15. He didn't do the 49ers either. How dare you, Debo? Anyway, we'll start on Thursday Night Football. Chiefs at the Chargers.
Me and Debo are tight. Huge game
for first place in the AFC West. The Chargers are coming on like gangbusters, but the Chiefs are on a six-game winning streak. They took care of business, to say the least, against the Raiders. They smacked the Raiders around in Arrowhead and played wheels on the bus after the Raiders left to spite them for that little bus trip around Kansas City, I believe, last year. Chiefs are -3 on the road here, Breach, with an over-under of 50.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Brinson, for a second, I thought my 18-month-old daughter was the DJ at Arrowhead Stadium because that's her favorite song. But then I remembered that the Chiefs were just making fun of the Raiders. This is kind of an interesting game because you remember the first time these two teams played, the Chargers won by one score. But that was back when the Chiefs had, like, the worst defense in football. I mean, there was 5 or 6 weeks there where they were just horrible defensively. We didn't think there was any way they were going to turn it around. They had no shot at the playoffs. This is back when you were saying, just keep sprinkling that money on them winning the AFC West. Just keep sprinkling that money on them getting the Super Bowl. And now this defense has absolutely turned it around. They've been one of the best defenses in the NFL over the past 6 weeks during this six-game winning streak. And I really think that's going to be the difference in this game. The Chargers, I think they scored 30 points the first time against the bad Chiefs defense. I think they're going to struggle to score against this new good Chiefs defense. And I think Patrick Mahomes is going to do just enough to win this game. So I am going to take the Chiefs as a road favorite. Yes, I am.
Ooh, spicy. Part of the problem with the road situation is that it's Kansas City is a popular football team. But, and I can't remember. What was the stadium in Los Angeles like last year with the Chiefs? Well, no fans last year, but 2019, we saw the Steelers fans flood the stadium for the
soccer stadium was filled with red.
Yeah. So it's Chiefs -3. And I know it's a home game. It's really more like a neutral field situation. The Chiefs have a lot more fans. You know, it's like a bowl game that is like happened to be playing a bowl game that happens to be like in the Chargers' hometown. I think I would lean towards the Chiefs right now, But I think if you like the Chargers, you probably want to bet them now. Because I think it's, I don't think it's going to go flying off into 3.5, 4, anything like that, just because that's too many points to give a really good Chargers team with a strong defense, Justin Herbert. Derwin James's injury status matters. Keenan Allen's situation with COVID matters. I would assume, you know, it's Thursday, so we don't know how that's going to play out. So there's I need to know who's going to be in for the Chargers before I'm extremely enthusiastic about whether or not I want to bet on them. But I do think that if Derwin's back and Keenan's back, this creeps closer to a pick 'em, and will not. I don't think you'll see plus 3.5. So I think there are too many people who would pounce on the Chargers in that case. This is also probably the last chance to buy any Chargers futures if they were to win. So sort of be thinking through that as well. The over under 50, I mean, I guess I would lean towards the under because you could see the team sort of, the Chiefs trying to run the ball against a bad Chargers run defense, but no thank you. Not getting in front of that one.
Stay away. Stay away. Yeah.
Stay far away. Raiders at the Browns. The Browns vaulted themselves into actually decent playoff position with a win over the Ravens on Sunday. Now they host the flailing Raiders. Browns are -6.5 at home with an over under of 43.5. As you note, Breach, this is the first Saturday game on the slate, which means just for planning purposes, people should know that it occurs at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 18th in week 15.
That's and if you live in the same time zone as me, it's 3:30 p.m. Central time. Not that anyone, no, 4:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central. Yes. You know what, though? This point spread is kind of crazy because, number one, I get it, because the Raiders are in full meltdown mode right now. They've lost 5 of their past 6 games. In their past 5 games alone, they've given up 34.2 points per game. Their defense cannot stop anyone right now. And the NFL schedule maker did them no favors. They had to play in Kansas City on Sunday. They have to turn around on a short week, fly across the country to Cleveland. So they're banged up. They get no time to rest because they're going to be on planes all week. And now they have to go face the Browns on the road. That being said, Brinson, I don't think the Browns should be favored by 6.5 over anyone. The offense still has a lot of question marks. Baker Mayfield looked okay against the Ravens. But you look at their past, I think, 8 games, they haven't won a game by more than 3. They've won 1 game by more than 3 points since early October. So they don't blow teams out. So I actually like the Raiders to cover in this spot.
6.5 is a lot. Like, that's a substantial margin. It's sort of, it's tempting you to, it's like begging you to take the Browns almost. And again, like, you're just not going to see these lines go flying over key numbers unless there's a ton of action on one of the teams. For instance, like, I don't think this line is going to go above 7. So if you like the Raiders, you should take them now. If you like the Browns, and I think I lean towards the Browns here just because at some point the Raiders are just going to be like, just pack it in and call it like, all right, this is over. We're not making the playoffs. This is really depressing. The season, this promising season, fell apart for very bizarre, just unprecedented reasons. And maybe they kind of call the dogs off. So I think I like the Browns here. I definitely like the under because I think Cleveland will run the ball. And I think Las Vegas will engage in that same sort of methodical approach, dinking and dunking to Hunter Renfrow and all of that. Josh Jacobs involved in the pass game as well. But I'll lean towards the Browns here if I were betting on it, but I'll wait because I think that the line will drift closer to 5, 5.5, 4.5, something like that. I don't think it'll go shooting over a touchdown. So you have some time on that one. The nightcap on the Sunday game is one that you might not have quite as much time on because I think this line is wrong. The Patriots on a roll right now are headed to Indianapolis to play the Colts. 8 o'clock PM on Saturday, 8:20 PM on Saturday. And the Colts are favored by a point in this game with a total of 44. I mean, I can't believe that the Colts are favored, honestly. Like, the Patriots should be favored. If you like the Patriots, I think you should bet them now. You can get them on the money line, -105 or take the +1 if you want. But I think the Patriots close as favorites in Indianapolis just because of how well they're playing and how they've looked.
Yeah, I think we'll see a similar thing. You know, you talked about that Bengals 49ers game in week 14. That opened with the Bengals favored. It closed with the 49ers favored. I will not be surprised at all if that same thing happens here. I was also surprised that the Patriots were not favored in this game. The interesting thing here is, look, we know what Bill Belichick loves to do. He loves to take away the thing you do best. Well, we all know what the Colts do best. It's give the ball to Jonathan Taylor. The Colts are 7-0 this year when they rush for 125 yards or more. They are 0-6 when they rush for under 125 yards. So what's Belichick going to do? He is going to just put all his resources into stopping Jonathan Taylor, and he's going to make the Colts put the game in the hands of Carson Wentz. Brinson, from what I've seen from Carson Wentz this season, I'm not sure he's going to be able to lead them to a win against this Patriots defense. The flip side of that is I don't think Mac Jones is going to have a ton of success against the Colts defense, but I think he's going to have just enough success to leave the Patriots to a win. So I'm going to take the Patriots to cover this.
Look, Indianapolis is a really good team. So I'm not trying to dog on them or anything like that by any stretch of the imagination. And, they have a very good defense, fourth in terms of rush defense DVOA, and they didn't play this week, so it shouldn't fluctuate too badly there. They're the 11th ranked defense overall. But I just think New England is just I trust Bill Belichick. I trust Mac Jones. And I know Mac hasn't won a game for the Patriots, but he hasn't really lost a lot of games for him either. Now, he is going to have to at some point drag the Patriots to a win. Like, he's going to have to be the guy who steps up and makes some clutch plays. And maybe this is the week that it has to happen on Saturday night in primetime. To me, the way the Pats are playing, and they're coming off their bye, and they know that this game, this is not like a, they're not playing the Texans. They're not going to overlook this game and sleepwalk into Indianapolis. This is a huge game. In fact, I would argue that the Colts, maybe more than anybody other than the Chiefs, pose the biggest threat to the Patriots in the playoffs. Maybe Bills I'd be fine with too, but I don't think they want any interest in the Colts making the postseason, and the Patriots can not effectively kick them out, but can make life a lot harder for them if they win this game. So means a ton to the Pats. Give me the Patriots for now. I think you bet the Patriots now. I think they'll close favored. I do want to point out that, Kyle Duggar, Christian Barmore will be very important for this particular game. I would definitely lean under on this one too, even with that low total at 44. I think that will tick down into the, let's see if it's already, it hadn't moved yet, but I could see that ticking down closer to 42 just because these teams run the football a ton. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for Debo's Eagles to make their run.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. The Eagles were on bye, right? They were on bye. Weren't they on bye?
That sounds right.
It's too late in the season for byes. I don't like it. Like, it's I'm expecting everybody to play, and it doesn't register for my brain. At any rate, Washington at the Eagles. Washington coming off a game that was not as close as it looked based on the box score, the final score against Dallas. Heading to Philadelphia as 4-point underdogs on Sunday. Eagles -4, over under 44 breach.
You know what, Brinson? I'm not going to lie here. I have no idea who's going to win or cover in this game. This is an NFC East. The Eagles could win it. Jalen Hurts plays well. Philly wins. If Taylor Heineke plays well, if Washington's defense, there's just so many possible things. This game is literally a coin flip. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what I do in every single NFC East game. I am just going to take the underdog. Since the start of the 2020 season, the favorite team when two NFC East teams play, the favored team is 4-13 against the spread. And all four of those covers came by the Dallas Cowboys. So if you take the Cowboys out, that means the underdog has covered in every single game where it's been Eagles-Washington or Washington-Giants or Eagles-Giants. So I'm going to just say that continues. I think this is going to be a close game. I think 4 points is slightly too much. If it was 2.5, I might take Philly. But at 4, I'm taking Washington.
Yeah, I think I would lean towards Washington too. And, you know, look, maybe in hindsight, it was just a bad decision to back the Washington football team on Sunday against Dallas. Dallas came in motivated. They, you know, Dallas played great. Did I do that?
I'm pointing to you as the one who took Washington. Yeah, I took the Cowboys. Yeah. Don't.
But like, I don't want to overreact and be like, oh, I just can't touch Washington again. Philadelphia has played some good football, but Washington's still capable of playing great defense and locking down teams. It's not like they gave up a ton of points to the Cowboys either. I think that this total is likely, I would think, more likely than not to drop. It's already ticked down half a point. And I would guess that if, like, this isn't going to get inside 3, I don't think, because I think people would hammer the Eagles. But I do think that, I don't think it's going to go flying out to like 5 or something like that. So if you like Washington, probably take it now. I can see it settling in at 3 on the number. The Packers, who are currently playing on Sunday Night Football, are -2 at the Ravens. Ravens coming off a crazy loss against the Browns. This line may not be up in a lot of places, and you probably won't be able to bet it for sure until we know what the status of Lamar Jackson is. If he's out, this line would be like Packers -9, -7. So if you can bet this, if you have the option to bet this, I think it would behoove you to bet the Packers, because I don't think the line's going to go crazy and move around in the event that Lamar Jackson plays. I think this is probably the accurate line for a banged up Lamar.
Yeah, and even if Lamar plays, he's going to do everything he can to be out there, because this is a huge game for the Ravens. They need to win. But you know what? Even if he's been out there, the Ravens offense has been such a disaster over the past 5 weeks. Even with Lamar Jackson, they're averaging just 16.6 points per game over their past 5 games. They've only scored over 20 points one time. That came on Sunday against the Browns when they scored a touchdown in the final minute that put them over 20. So this offense has just struggled. And the way I see it, you're either going to have Lamar Jackson out there and he's going to be hobbled, or you're going to have Tyler Huntley out there trying to run this offense, and he's not going to catch anyone by surprise. Probably caught the Browns a little bit by surprise because they weren't expecting to see a backup quarterback in there. I probably take the Packers here up to a touchdown.
Yeah, and again, like it really all depends on if you have it available to bet. And if you can't bet it now, then bet it now. And if Lamar Jackson's ruled out, you're going to have a great number, and you can come back and middle it with Ravens +7 or +8 or something like that, and you just hope it falls in that range, and you win both. So just food for thought in terms of how to wager on that one. Also, the total will probably come crashing down if Lamar is ruled out. So, you know, sort of wait and see on the Packers at Ravens. Saints at the Buccaneers. Buccaneers -11.5 hosting the Saints. I don't believe so. The Panthers lost. Did the Bucs didn't clinch? Did they? Did they clinch?
No,
I don't think so. I'll look in a second. Anyway,
I don't think they did.
If they didn't clinch this week, then they'll clinch with a win over the Saints, one would presume, because the Saints are the closest team to chasing them. So Bucs -11.5 at home. They haven't lost a home game. I think they've won like 9 straight home games, dating back to at least including the Super Bowl that they won over the Chiefs back in February. The total here, 47.5 breach. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, the Buccaneers haven't lost a home game this year, but you know who else hasn't lost? Sean Payton hasn't lost a game to Tom Brady since he signed with the Buccaneers, a regular season game, that is. And you know, 11.5 points feels like a lot because of that fact. The Saints have been just a pain in the butt for Tom Brady since he signed with the Bucs. They're 3-0 in the regular season, and most of the time they're winning those games because their defense is getting such a ton of pressure on Brady. And they kind of get him out of his groove. And I don't see why they're not going to be able to do that again. I don't know if their offense is going to be able to keep up with the Bucs this time around, but I will say having Alvin Kamara back is huge. Taysom Hill looked a lot more comfortable this week, especially with Kamara behind him. So it took a lot of pressure off him. So just because the Saints have been so good against the Buccaneers, I got to take them to cover the 11.5 here.
Yeah. I don't have any interest in getting in front of Tom Brady either. Like I mean, this is a toss up for me. It's a difficult one. I think the problem is the one thing the Bucs do really well, which is stop the run, is the one thing that the Saints need to be able to do in order to score points. So unless the Taysom Hill factor coupled with Kamara can disrupt how the Bucs play run defense, I think I probably like Tampa Bay. It is a ton of points. I'm just not sure I see Taysom Hill, who played well and put up a bunch of fantasy points on Sunday. I don't see him storming through the back door and finding a way to cover this if the Buccaneers get up. If the Buccaneers get up, by the way, and have a lead, this is a stone-cold under game because they will pound the ball. New Orleans has a good run defense, but the Bucs should be able to run on them if they have a lead. Leonard Fournette playing well. Ronald Jones running well in garbage time, too. So look for a live under on that one. I would also think that total, 47.5, it's pretty steep. I think that comes down a little bit. Oh, I see 46.5 out there and Bucs minus 11. So I think if you like the over or the Bucs, you probably sit and wait. This is the Monday night game, of course. And if you like the Saints or the under, you probably need to get on it now because it was not going to go below 10, but it could get down to 10. That wouldn't be entirely shocking. Finally. Oh no, sorry. That was Sunday night football. My bad. The Vikings at the Bears. That's Monday night football. The line's not widely available because the Bears are currently playing, and you know that's just how that works. Vikings minus 4 at the Bears, over under 43.5 in the under the bright lights. Bears and Vikings by Bears back-to-back primetime weeks. How lucky are we?
Yeah, how did we get lucky enough to deserve that? I have no idea, Brinson. You know, by the way the Bears are playing Sunday night, it could be exciting to watch on Monday. I will say the Vikings are one of the toughest teams to bet because you have no idea which team is going to show up. Is it going to be the team that took the 29-0 lead against the Steelers, or is it going to be the team that almost blew a 29-0 lead to the Steelers? It could go either way. And so when I look at this game, I see a Vikings team that has struggled against the Bears over the past few years. We've seen Chicago. They've won 5 of 6 against Minnesota. Just Matt Nagy, for whatever reason, knows how to attack Mike Zimmer's defenses. If Matt Nagy was as good against the rest of the NFL as he was against Zimmer, the Bears would sign him to a lifetime contract and the Bears would win the Super Bowl every year. So because of that, and because of the reason the Vikings play in close games all the time, they're all one score games, I think I'm going to take the Bears as the home primetime underdog.
Yeah, I'll take the Bears plus 4 against the Vikings. Minnesota's defense didn't scare me at all. And if Akeem Hicks is back for this game, which I think there's a decent chance he will be with the extra day of rest, then it's going to be tough sledding for the Vikings to run. Everybody's going to remember Dalvin Cook and how well he ran on Thursday night. And he was awesome. Don't get me wrong. But I just think ultimately I want, if I'm getting more than 4 points or more than 3 points with a home underdog in a divisional game, give me that dog all day. Although I got to tell you, I think if the Bear, because the Bears in, We're doing this live, and we're doing this during Sunday Night Football. The Packers just took a 1-point lead over the Bears, but the Bears are hanging, and the offense looks a lot better than it has basically all season long with Justin Fields kind of, you know, finding a little bit of a groove here and some of his explosive weapons doing work. I would think that this closes inside of 3. I don't think that the books will want to give the Bears 3 points at home in primetime. Not that the Bears are scary, but, you know, Vikings, Kirk Cousins will let them keep it close. So, yeah, I'm with you. I like that. And then I actually think what do we have for a total on that? 43.5. I think it should be like 45. I could see some points being scored in that game. I know they're two like sort of lethargic teams, but you've seen what happened with the Bears. I bet that total actually ends up being like 45 instead. And then people will want to bet the under. Anywho, that is the week 15. Look ahead. Early lines. For John Breach, I'm Brinson. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Smash that like button. Hit the subscribe button if you're listening on the podcast. And we will see you after Sunday Night Football right here on the YouTube channel.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.